Hello and welcome to this latest episode of FPL. Seb and game week 34 hasn't yet finished at time of recording. The City match is happening as I speak, and at time of recording, City are winning 3-0 and Foden scored 2, which is annoying me a bit because I don't own him on my free hit. But let's just go in straight into the review of game week 34. So my team, I've had a very, very, very good week on my free hit. 123 points. And it could have been even more if I decided to start Pickford over Neto, which I didn't. But basically, Gabriel got 12, Munoz got 7, Mateta with 29, Havertz captain got me 34, and then not captaining Saka or Salah, who were the most popular captains, helped. Eze got 14, and it was just a very, very good week. Annoyances, not having Ben White, who got a very high score, indeed, 26 points. So not as much as Mateta's score, but 2 goals for defender and 2 clean sheets. It is going to be a very high score. And then I have had a massive green arrow, and I've already achieved my aim of getting into the top million by a lot. I am currently at 667,631, but I expect that to go down as Foden has already scored 2. So if I look at my live rank, it's going to be lower. It is, 739,536. So, I mean, still pretty good, but not as good as it was. But it was still very good. And then, so the big matches that happened, obviously there was a lot of teams doubling. Arsenal 5, Chelsea 0. All those players that decided to have Palmer, even some decided on their free hit, that was a bad idea because he completely blanked. He was benched that game as well. It's crazy. So, and then other big games, Brentford 5, Luton 1, right at the start of the game. That one's kind of been forgotten because we've mainly been focusing on the big doubling teams. Crystal Palace 5, West Ham 2. Got a lot of points for my team, yeah, with Mateta scoring a brace, Eze scoring and getting an assist. Currently, City 3, Brighton 0. They're all pretty big matches. So, yeah, my challenge team, I'm not as happy with it, but still 130 points. It's 7 more points in my actual team. So I had Gribbick in goal with 2 points, a bit disappointing. Trent with 10, White with 26, Van Dijk with 2, and then Boggle with 14. Brenton Diaz got me 18, Salah 6, Saka 9, Mateta 29, Solanke 8, Archer 6, Neto 1 on my bench, Havertz 17, first sub, Palmer 0, second, Doughty -2, third sub. So that is how game week 34 has gone for me so far. So I am still top of the FPL Seb Mini League, which is down to no one else joining. So if you are listening to this, please do join by entering the code at the end of the podcast. So you just enter that code, you click join leagues, enter the code, and then you should be in. So I am having a very long streak of green arrows at the moment, and it is going well for me because about 4 weeks ago I was about 2 million, so that's a 1,400,000 gain in 4 weeks. That's crazy. So I just hope it carries on going like this, I can carry on getting these big scores in green arrows, because that would be very good. I think that can end the section for the review of game week 34. Well, so far, it has now just been half time on the City game 3-0. And we can go on to the next section. See you in there. So now I'm going to talk about the best midfielders for the running of the season, because midfielder has been the spot that we want to fill up with the best players all season. All five of those spots have been so valuable. We've wanted way more than five in our teams. But if I go through my current midfield, not my free hit, so I have Salah, who I'm very disappointed with, but maybe we will get on to him later. Foden, Palmer, Johnson and Son. So, obviously, Chelsea and Spurs have two doubles left, which is more than anyone else. So, you're definitely going to want Palmer and Son, and probably another Spurs midfielder. I have Johnson at the moment because he's cheap, and I only have 0.7 in the bank. But that is only at the moment. And I also think that Foden is a very important pick for the rest of the season, because if we look at City's fixtures, it's Forest, Wolves, Fulham and Spurs in a double in 37, and then West Ham in 38. So with City on the hunt for the title for the fourth year in a row, I can't really see Foden slowing down his form, because he's already on 11 for this match. He didn't play the last few matches through injury, but then he got 20 the last match he played before this. Now he's back on 11. So I think he's probably essential for the running of the rest of the season. And I think De Bruyne, who has also already scored in this game, it would be a pretty good pick as well for the rest of the season. It's just game time, so I don't think he's essential to bring in this week, but in the next few weeks I think he should probably be a target, but we will get onto the transfers later. I also think that Crystal Palace are a pretty good option, because their fixtures aren't as good as City's, but for example, Jean-Philippe Mateta on the back of 29 points, Crystal Palace have Fulham, Man United, Wolves, Everton, and although they have nothing to play for the rest of the season, they're not really fighting for European spots, they're not in the relegation battle, so they have nothing to play for, although Eze or Mateta could be very a very good pick, and it could even be a bit of a differential, because no one's going to really want to use their transfer on that when, because they're going to have Haaland in their team, and we will get into Watkins later, but he might be an option that people have in their team as well. But if I were to pick a five best midfielders for the run-in, it would be Cole Palmer, Foden, Son, Madison, and fifth midfielder Havertz, probably, because he is on very good form, although he doesn't double, which does make him less appealing, so probably KDB instead. So Foden, Palmer, Son, Madison, and KDB. But you heard there was no Salah or Saka in there. I currently don't even have Saka in my team, and I'm not looking to get him back for the last few fixtures. So I think that midfield, there's a lot of options. That would be the five I would go for if I was on a wild card this week. I think, but not necessarily, because I can't. I have done a wildcard draft, which I will share later, but actually I can afford that, so yeah, so that is my actual midfield for the my wildcard draft. So those would be my five chosen midfielders, but Havertz is definitely an option. I'd say he's a better option than Saka at the moment. Another person that I'd so like, but I probably can't get, is Anthony Gordon. If you look at his fixtures for the rest of the season, Sheffield United, Burnley, Brighton and Man United double, and then Brentford. That is like the best run of fixtures you can get. So Anthony Gordon, I think, probably has to be high on everyone's radar. And I don't know how I'm going to get all these players in, but I will figure a way to get the five that I definitely want. Maybe I won't have Maddison or something and have Gordon instead, but bring him in next week. Although he's playing Sheffield United this week, so it's very hard. Yeah. So those are probably the best midfielders for the run-in of the season, which we only have five, no, three. Three more game weeks? So at the end of 34, 35, 36, 37, 38. 35, 36, 37, 38. Four more game weeks. So yeah, we don't have long left. So if you're chasing in your mini leagues, you really need to maybe to bring in a differential now and or differential captain. And try and win that mini league. Because in a mini, there's a mini league I'm in that I've become first. I was third before this week, and now I'm first because of my good week. So if you just like, for example, do a differential captain like Havertz, you can really propel your rank. So if you're chasing in your mini league, probably time to maybe do a few differentials. But I think we can go on to the next section now, and I'll see you there. So we are going to be talking about the top transfer targets, a bit of alliteration there. So if we look at the most popular transfer so far for 35, you can see that Isak is being brought in by a lot of people, which I guess makes sense as I've just read out Newcastle's fixtures and he is their top goal scorer, I think, so far this season. So it makes a lot of sense he will be popular brought in. So I don't need to bring him in because I already have him. And then it's Son next, which also makes sense because he's got two doubles for the rest of the season and not many people owned him before then. Although his fixtures aren't the best of the rest of the season, he plays Arsenal at home, then Chelsea away, then Liverpool away, then Burnley at home, which I guess is a very nice fixture, then Man City at home, which is a very unnice fixture, then Sheffield United away, which is a very nice fixture. So, okay fixtures, and then it's Bruno Fernandes, who I can understand being quite popular brought in as well. I probably should have mentioned him in my best midfielders section. But he has Burnley, Palace, Arsenal, Newcastle, and Brighton, and that is a double in 37 as well. So that makes him very appealing, as he is also the leading player for Manchester United. I remember this time last season, it was Rashford who was a very big option, and everyone had him. So I don't know, maybe he will become an option because I mean he is injured slightly at the moment, but if he comes back from injury for the Burnley game, he could actually become a good option for the rest of the season. I mean, he's not on good form at all, so I wouldn't go for him right now. I'd go for Bruno Fernandes, but he could. And then Gordon is next in the top transfers. I mentioned him earlier. Shaar, another Newcastle player, makes sense. And then Nicholas Jackson, because Chelsea have two doubles like Spurs, which makes sense. And Palmer is already owned by everyone. Then top transfers out. This is where it gets interesting. Salah, top. He has been transferred out by 250,275 managers. That's a lot. And then there's Darwin, which makes sense because he's not scoring a single goal. Don't pick him. And he gets his XG is something like 30 for the season so far. Yet he's only scored like five. So yeah, don't pick Darwin. And then third highest transferred out, Erling Haaland. I know he didn't play this week, but he's got a double in 37 and he's in the Golden Boot race. I don't think you could be selling him now. I just don't. I think he could be like a really big option till the rest of the season because his fixtures are very good. He's got a double in there. He's playing for the title and the Golden Boot. And a few more, and so that's individual awards, team awards, I just don't think he's an option to sell right now. Then fourth in the list, I have already sold Saka, and then it's Solanke, which is interesting. So I don't have Solanke or Saka, but Haaland, you can't be selling him at the moment. I understand Salah, but Haaland, I just don't think you could sell him. I know he takes up 14 million, but can you? I mean, actually, he's an in. I guess if you really need the money, you can, because he is 14 million and cover it with KDB and Foden. But it's so risky. His EO is something crazy. Let me see. What is his EO? Well, I can't even find it. Oh, but you can't sell him now. He's gonna be around. He's gonna be over 100% every week. So that's so much. You just can't. So, I mean, I guess you could if you really need to, but it would be very risky. But I guess, as I said about differentials earlier, so there, that's probably the top transfers. Well, that's the highest transfers. So now the players that you should probably be targeting: Palmer, definitely if you don't have him. Son, definitely if you don't have him. Salah probably can go out because he's so expensive. Saka probably can go out because he's so expensive. Gordon probably should be coming in. Isak probably should be coming in. And that's probably it. I know I just said a load of players you should bring in and out, but I mean, so Palmer essential, Son essential, Foden practically essential, Salah not very needed, terrible form, 13.5 million, Saka 9 million, no more doubles, not the best form compared to the other players I'm listing. Gordon, he is good form, good fixtures, got a double, just makes sense. So I think that can probably wrap off this section for the top midfielders. And now I'm going to go through a draft for my wild card in game week 30, a wild card in game week 35, which I'm not doing. So see you there. My wild card draft for game week 35. It has Vicario in goal, Shah, White, Gusto, Porro, Dalot as defenders. Raya's the other goalkeeper, by the way. Palmer, De Bruyne, Son, Foden, Maddison as midfielders. Mateta, Isak, and Nicholas Jackson as strikers. Now, I know you would have noticed there's no Haaland in here. I don't like it, but it was the only way for the money to work. And there's no Gordon either. So it's really hard to get all these players. And I have to say, when I was making this draft, but I think that team, it covers all the doubles you're going to want. It has the Arsenal defence that you're going to want for the rest of the season because they're so good. It has that Crystal Palace that have been so good recently in Mateta. And I just think it covers all areas enough so that whatever happens, it's going to be okay. Which I guess is just a bit safe. If you want to really chase, I think you're going to need to go for a bit more of a differential wild card if you're on it this week. Because I know a lot are. Because if I look at this poll, the chips people are playing in 35, this is on the Fantasy Football Scout website. So nearly 50% are playing no chips. So I voted that. 43% are playing a wild card, so a lot of you are playing a wild card. 3% triple captain, 2% bench boost, and 1% free hit. Probably doesn't quite add up exactly because I've rounded them. So no free hits. Well, 1% of free hits this week, which I actually thought there probably would be more that saved it for this game week, although last game week was very good, and I'm not regretting playing it last week at all whatsoever. So a lot of people listening here will be on their wild card. So this is a topic that a lot of people are going to be interested in. So I think if you are in a rank that you are comfortable in and you don't want to lose it, this is a good draft. But if you want to, if you're in a rank like me and you want to gain rank, I think you should go for like a Gordon instead of a Madison, and I don't know, like a Bruno Fernandes instead of a KDB. Like all the, those exciting picks, because that's what wins you your mini leagues, I guess. Because if you go boring, you're not going to gain any rank, you're not going to lose any rank. But if you go exciting, you take the risk of losing rank, but you have a higher chance of gaining rank. So I think my my wild card this week would be different to this, but I think this is just a good template one if you're playing it this week. So that can end the wild card 35 draft that I've made section, and we can go on to the next one, which is about two players in particular. See you there. So now I'm going to talk about Watkins and Havertz. So Havertz and Watkins, these two players don't have doubles for the rest of the season, but they are just so good players and have okay fixtures. So if we start on Havertz, he is on incredible form. 14 points in his last game, and probably the best Arsenal attacker, in my opinion, to go for. His fixtures are Spurs away, Bournemouth at home, Man United away, Everton at home. So, okay fixtures. But I think as there's so many midfielders that you're really going to want, if you have a spot that you don't really... If it's between, like, Havertz, Gordon and... Havertz and Gordon, I would go for Gordon. If it's between Havertz and, I don't know, well, Saka, I'd still go for Havertz. Saka's not been on that good a form. Not great form, I guess. Yeah, not great form. But if it was between, like, Havertz and, Gross, for example, who is a doubler, I would go for Havertz. So, but I don't see many people are going to be interested in that kind of player. So I think Havertz, however good he is, he's not going to, you can't, it's a bit hard to have him for the rest of the season just because of how many midfielders we're going to want. Forwards then, Watkins. Forward spots are a bit less in demand because they are quite in demand. I mean, Watkins is probably similar because there's Haaland, there's Mateta, there's Isak, there's Nicholas Jackson, there's a lot that you're going to want. But I think there's less midfielders, and I think Watkins is probably going to get more points than Havertz over the season. So I think Watkins is probably an option instead of like Mateta, because they both don't double. But Watkins then has his price, which is 9 million-ish. But then his fixtures is Chelsea, Brighton, Liverpool and Palace. So okay-ish fixtures for the rest of the season. But he does have a high effective ownership. So if you don't have him, it's going to hurt. It's about current, for game week 34, at time of recording, it's about 40%. So it will be interesting to see what happens with him. Because if we look at top transfers in and top transfers out so far this week, Watkins is the 7th most transferred in player this week. Shows that people are interested in him, And he is nowhere to be seen on the transfers out, so no one's interested in losing him. That shows, well, he is like 52nd or something. Yeah, that doesn't count as a transfer out player because it is he's been transferred out by under imagine if the top 18K, which is the amount of transferred him out, all transferred him out. That would be really funny. So yeah, 18K have transferred him out, so not many. A lot more transferred him in. So I think Watkins is a more of an option than Havertz, but I think he'll be a struggle to get in as well. Just because of the amount of other players that are probably better than him. So I think that can end this section and go on to my challenge team for next week. There we go. So my challenge team for game week 35, this week's challenge is London Derbies. Players involved in London derbies from Chelsea, Arsenal, Spurs, Fulham, and Crystal Palace get double points. Now, bear in mind that Chelsea and Spurs actually, or have doubles already, so they'll get double points for the, and they have two games to get those double points in. That is very powerful, and that's why my challenge team is completely filled, except for one spot, with Chelsea and Spurs players. So it's Vicario in goal, Porro, Silva, Gusto defenders, Son, Johnson, Maddison midfielders, Palmer, Sterling, two other midfielders, Mateta and Jackson as strikers. So Mateta is my one other because he is also in a London derby. On the bench is Raya, White, Saliba. So three Arsenal defenders. It feels risky not going in one with starting 11. And then Isak, third sub because he has Sheffield United at home and he just seems to get points a lot. So that I'm not really looking to change that. I'm quite happy. My captain is on Palmer. Makes sense. He's on incredible form. Although if we get any news that he isn't playing because he hasn't been, he didn't play against their last opponent. So I expect him to play because it says here was only an illness. So that's my team. I'm not really looking to change it, and I think we can end that section there as a very short one and go on to the next one. See you there. So now I'm going to talk about the differential. So my differential last week, I am very proud. Because it was Jean-Philippe Mateta, 29 points. So best differential of the season because he has scored the most points in a game week over the season. So I couldn't have done it any better for my differential. So, yeah. So then this week, this is a very, very much differential because he is very, very lowly owned. He is Manchester United player, so he isn't just a one week player. He's under 1% owned. So Manchester United have good fixtures to the end of the season, so he could be a good player. But he is a midfielder, which makes it harder. But it is Kobbie Mainoo, who is on pretty good form. 5 points in their last game against Sheffield United, 10 points against Liverpool, and they're playing Burnley at home this week. And I just feel like he, under 1% owned, 4.5 million midfielder, just could be a very good pick. So differential for this week. Hopefully he can be as good as my last one. Very much doubt it. So another short section because differential, just review the last one, say the next one, give reasons. And on to the next section, which is the final one, which is my teams and transfer plans. So, final section, my team and transfer plans. So currently my team looks have a bit of a goalkeeper issue because I went for Dubravka and the spare Liverpool goalie. It's lagging. There we are. Kelleher. So Kelleher's obviously not playing anymore because Alisson's back and Pope is returning. So I think Dubravka will still probably play for this next week, but I don't think he will be after that. Kelleher's not playing at the moment, which means I have an issue with them, so I'm going to need to at least get one playing keeper for the rest of the season, which will probably end up being Raya as I don't have Saka anymore. So the rest of my team, it looks like Gusto, who has two doubles. White, Arsenal defender, is just very good at the moment. Pedro Porro, two doubles. Zinchenko and Robertson as my Robinson, the Fulham defender, who I kind of want to get rid of, as my defenders. Foden, Salah, Son, Palmer, Johnson currently is my midfielders. Isak and Haaland as and Muniz is my strikers. My starting 11 for this upcoming week currently looks like Dubravka, Gusto, White, Porro, Foden, Salah, Son, Palmer, Johnson, Isak, Haaland. My current captain is on Palmer. It makes a lot of sense to captain him as he is doubling is just scored four goals in his last game. So I think she is probably the most obvious captain for this week. Son is another option for the captain, but his double is less good because Arsenal and Chelsea isn't as good as Aston Villa and Spurs. And he is on not as good form. Still on pretty good form, but not as good. So I think Palmer is the best captain this week. The transfers that I would probably be making would be a goalkeeper switch, getting Salah out, yes, and Robinson. I just keep saying Robertson, Robinson out. So I would probably do something like Salah out, save that money to get KDB in at a later point. I'd probably bring in like Eze for a bit, or maybe I could bring in Bruno Fernandes for a bit. But I think I'll probably be bringing KDB next week, or I might do it this week. Or I bring in Gordon this week, then the week after I do KDB in. I think that might be pretty good. But then I need to do goalkeeper. This week will probably be a goalkeeper change. I might do Salah out as well to get the money for that goalkeeper change. So I probably will do like Kelleher and Salah out for Gordon and Raya. That'll probably be my transfer. Then I'll take a minus four. So that can probably round off the episode. Just a reminder about the FPL Sub Mini League yet again. I know I keep going on about it, but I do need people to join, so it's not just me. The code is SWEEBL61M. Enter that in, and you will be in. Thank you for listening. And unless I've forgotten anything really important, that can end it. See you in the next one. Bye.